What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, everything that happens with the Steelers happens in the context, of course, first of the AFC North, the AFC at large. Tell us the little tidbit you have on Trey Hendrickson as this situation drags on, Bob. Kind of like the Cam Hayward thing, but seemingly way more nasty at this point, right?
Yeah, because they've dug in. They've said some things. We haven't heard too much from the Steelers on this at all. We've heard a little bit from Cam Hayward, and he intimated that they sort of giggled when he said he was going to have an all-pro season to come back and redo everything. So I think the Hendrickson thing is interesting. He was their best player by far on a defense that still got gouged last year. If they lose him, 17.5 sacks, led the league in tackles for losses, that's a big loss.
Oh, my God.
I don't care how you slice it. They're going to have to score 40 to 45 points a game.
What do they want limits? According to Russini, what are the Bengals asking?
The Bengals are asking for a young defensive player and a 2026 first-round draft pick.
They're not going to get both.
You sure about that?
I don't think so.
Man, there's teams out there. I can think of one that resides in Buffalo that is a player away from really ratcheting up
the
Super Bowl shot.
They may be one of
the
few teams that are in position to do it. If they know they feel like they should be a Super Bowl, I think they're a contender even without Trey Hendrickson. If they get him, that's a whole different situation.
Well, let's see what Donnie Football thinks. He is at the Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Where are you exactly right now, Donnie, and tell us about it.
I am in the Gold Lot 1A. I'm right outside of Acrisure Stadium. Perfect weather, by the way, gents. I don't know if you've been outside since the show started, but when the clouds cover the sun on a day like this, it's pretty ideal. But, yeah, I mean, we're off to a really good start here, and this thing goes until 1 p.m.
And so people can pull right into the Gold Lot, and what can they donate? And I guess that's the idea then, is to pull right in with things to donate in that Gold Lot.
So they have two different lanes once people pull in, so that they could either pick up or drop off. So it is a donation spot, but also the pickup spot too. And since I've been here, I've seen hundreds of cars roll through the lot. So a really good turnout.
Awesome.
Target Frank Management does a really good job with that too, as one of the lead people. And the man who owns that place or runs it, Mike Wagner, has a good history with trying to help out as much as he can, Donnie. So they step up, and I think that's a big thing that a lot of teams or a lot of companies should be doing more of.
We had we had Mike on during the Five Alarm Marathon, and then I'm driving home from the gym this morning, and I hear Adam Crowley say we have Mike Wagner on, and here I am thinking it's going to be 70s Pittsburgh Steeler Mike Wagner, but it's our buddy from Target Freight Management. Either way, great guy, and certainly an awesome thing that's going on here.
Did you guys see that Greg Brown's going into the Buffalo Baseball Hall of Fame? Either
yes,
one of you?
He did.
Yeah, he already did.
This is incredible. How did I not know about this?
Nah, it was all over the social media.
That's why Dan did two games in Wrigley this weekend.
There he is throwing out a pitch the other day, Bob. Look at him.
Yeah, still looking good.
Number 89. I should have gone. Yeah. I was in Buffalo, for God's sakes, on Saturday.
That was a missed opportunity
for
you.
Donnie, I should have gone over there. Donnie, remember Friday when me and Limits had the blow-up at the end of the Jim Harbaugh segment? We've made up since then.
Yeah, we made up, Donnie, and I drove Joe to work today.
Yeah, we had a nice talk ever since he lowered the boom on me. Remember he dropped a boom on me?
Don't drop the boom on Joe because I didn't get a response.
That is not calling. How I intended
Joe
it. But
not
I
was happy about the boom.
No, that's not how I intended the boom, but I understand how it was interpreted from Joe, and I felt bad.
I'm going to start calling him Boom Boom Mancini, Donnie. What do you think of the ask for Trey Hendrickson here? According to Russini, they're asking for a young defensive player and a first-round pick next year. Is a team close enough to the Super Bowl or desperate enough to give that?
Well, I think you brought up one of the perfect teams. I mean, you said the Bills. A team like that, if that is what it takes, I think they should actually go for it. I think Hendrickson is, he's not anymore. I thought for a while he was one of the more underrated players in the game, but now everybody knows very well who he is. That's the type of move that a team like Buffalo could make, and that would get them over the top.
But you think a current player who's a good young player and a number one is something they'll be able to get in return?
I mean, if it is a team that thinks, hey, if we can get Trey Hendrickson on our defense, and I'm fine with giving up a first-round pick, because what if it is the Bills that do that and they win a Super Bowl? They're not going to care about that first-round pick. They're not going to really care that it's another player that they got rid of in the process. They're getting one of the best edge rushers in football, and it could be finally that thing that gets them over the Mahomes hump in the playoff and then to a Super Bowl title. I'm taking that every time.
I don't know how you guys feel, all three of you, but I think one of the most stunning developments in the NFL in this offseason was the Bengals looking at that defense and saying, yeah, we're good. We'll go out and get a defensive tackle, sort of an obscure defensive tackle, and an obscure linebacker, Demetrius Knight. Other than that, we're pretty good on last year. Then they get into this dispute with Hendrickson. They draft a kid they get into a dispute with who wasn't even productive in college. Donnie, what the hell are the Bengals doing?
That's why I don't buy them as a Super Bowl contender. You can buy their offense all you want because, yeah, I mean, if you told me Joe Burrow is going to throw for 4,500 yards and 50 touchdowns, that's great, and I also could see it being a reality. They could also be 9-8 because they're going to have to score 40 points a game. Because other than
they did that last year and it still wasn't good enough.
Bob, they could be 7-10. I know they got a new coordinator, but that, to me, it's mostly about talent, right?
Absolutely.
They have one good player on that defense, and they've pissed him off to possibly a point of no return.
I know. It's amazing to me when you have this. It reminds me of the Pirates. When you have Paul Skeens, I mean, this is derelict of duty to go back and do the same thing you did. You're going to run it back? Maybe not with Trey Hendrickson. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you got to look at what you got, understand where you are. You have Joe Burrow. You have an opportunity with an offense that is going to be as good as any offense, and yet you're going to let him, you know, probably waste another year based on how you're handling your defense. So it doesn't have to be the highest paid defense. It doesn't have to be. What it has to be, however, is, you know, players who can make plays in big situations, and he's proven that. He led the NFL in sacks last year, so you got to pay up if you're going to be in the game.
I get it. They doubled down
on offense.
Mike Brown doesn't
like to pay up.
They did. They tripled down on offense.
Well, they spent a lot of money on offense, so they go the reverse way the Steelers have gone.
Donnie, what about the Cleve Brownies? I mean, this is incredible. I did see Dylan Gabriel the other day, and I thought the pick six was not his fault. The tight end never reached for the ball. It would have been an easy completion, I think. He thought his teammate was going to catch it. Instead, the other team did. He looked pretty darn good, and so did Shador the other day. But I'm just not convinced they have anybody for opening day who's going to be any good. You?
Yeah, I mean, they put themselves in a situation where they pretty much have to keep both rookies, and then they have to figure out who do we cut or trade between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. And honestly, if I'm the Browns, I would just go with whichever rookie I thought was the better player, because you're going to be in an uphill battle anyway this year. You're not, you know, realistically, unless one of those rookies goes off, you're not going to win the division. You wouldn't win it with Joe Flacco. You wouldn't win it with Kenny Pickett. So you're not going to beat a team like the Ravens or probably even the Bengals or the Steelers with what you currently have. I would just let one of those rookies run with it, and then either Flacco or Pickett, they're going to be the odd man out.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to trade Pickett. He hasn't even played, has he?
And barely.
Barely.
He has not played in the preseason.
Yeah, he still has an injury, so... Yeah, that's interesting. I could be that Shedeur Sanders as a fifth-round draft pick, which probably helps him. If he was a first-round draft pick, the expectations would be through the roof in this situation because he was bypassed by everyone five different times, including Cleveland. You know, maybe they'll look at it as, okay, it's a little less pressure on you. Just go out and play. I don't know.
I think I would give it to him. But, I mean, we're possibly seeing musical chairs with those guys, too. The Steelers play them in week six. They have I don't know if you guys have looked at their schedule weeks 1-5, but they go through an absolute gauntlet. I think they have Cincy in there, Baltimore in there, Detroit, Green Bay, maybe Minnesota. I think best case scenario, that team's 2-4 and probably worse by the time they come here for the first time.
Yeah, we're looking sort of at the landscape of the AFC. Do you agree with us that Kansas City is going to take a bit of a fall, still make the playoffs? Their schedule is brutal. They've got all kinds of tough games, including Detroit and Buffalo on short weeks. They've got a brutal schedule at the start. Chargers, Eagles, back-to-back, and I think, I can't remember who was the other team. Then they go at the Giants, which is not going to be easy for anybody. The Giants are going to take a pound of flesh out of people, Donnie. Do you agree that this will be the year that the Chiefs don't win their division and don't go to the AFC title game?
I could see no AFC title game. I'm still it's still tough for me to put either LA or Denver ahead of them in the division. I really like Denver's defense, and I love what Bo Nix did last year. But the Chiefs, it just feels like this is a time where now everybody's counting them out, and they're going to come out and be the Chiefs that we kind of expected last year and never really got. They won every game by the skin of their teeth, and then Super Bowl, they get blown out. They're still going to be good. They still have Patrick Mahomes. They still have Andy Reid.
Yeah.
They're going to be in a division race right down until the end. So I feel like, you know, if you're a betting man, you might get some actual value picking them to win their division for the first time in like a decade.
Man, I like the Denver Broncos. I'm telling you that right now.
Don't forget about the Raiders.
They brought in Greenlaw and Hufanga from San Francisco. They already have the defensive player of the year. They have a really good young quarterback and some weapons, and I think a really good coach. And they lit it up late last year. They were putting 30s up regularly, mm-hmm. Bob. I think they may win that division.
Don't forget about the Raiders.
Bob says don't forget about the Raiders, Donnie. What do you think of that?
I love that division because it doesn't feel like there is a weakness, kind of like how the NFC North feels to me. The Raiders might be like one of the better like 6 or 7 win teams that we ever see just because that division is so tough. But it's not like I see them as a bad team. They're not like a typical 6-win team. I think Geno Smith is pretty good. I think Genty is going to be good. Brock Bowers is probably the best tight end in football already.
Ashton Genty thrown in there if he's what you think he is.
Sidney Crosby on defense.
Yeah, I mean, Max Crosby is still one of the best in the game at what he does, and then they have Pete Carroll.
Yeah. All right, Donnie, we'll let you go there, but one more question. We did our all-time favorite underrated Steeler. Bob's was Larry Brown. Mine was a combination of Lamar Woodley and Gunnar Olszewski.
Jackson Dart. Gunnar Olszewski gets a first down for the Giants.
How do you like that, Donnie? Dart to Olszewski.
That might be the new Montana to Rice.
Who's your all-time favorite underrated Steeler?
Favorite underrated Steeler?
John LeGlue.
Oh, I did love the LeGlue era. You know who I did love even more than that? Doug Ligurski.
Ligurski,
yeah. One of the best.
One of the greatest. Thank you, Donnie.
I'll go with him.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Fair enough. Well, Donnie, Football Friday start a week from Friday. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir. Also, by the way, before I'm done, I just want to remind anybody out there listening that this Pittsburgh Public Schools backpack drive, it goes until 1 o'clock. So you can come down here right next to the stadium, Gold Lot A, right next to Acrisure, and drop off and pick up backpacks for the school year.
Thank you, Donald.
Great promotion.
Thank you.
Donnie Football, and yeah, we'll get started with those.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
They were really fun all football season long. Donnie Football Fridays, that's Bob's golf day. Plus, you need to get ready for the weekend, Bob. You have a lot going on.
We always have a lot going on. Work days every day, Saturday, Sunday, Fridays too.
Exactly. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you can listen to this show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And Bob, wait a second. Did we just go a whole hour? Did Donnie Football come on in the middle of the first segment or no?
No, it
okay.
came on during this segment.
All right. The time, this is going by fast, Bob. We're at halftime.
We're at halftime already.
What's the halftime show today?
We have hot dogs Sinbad? and chicken fingers for you today. That's part of the show.
That sounds good. Do you and Charlie get to eat during the games?
No, we used to.
Not even at halftime?
It's hard to do it, you know, if you go down to that line and, you know, we only have like 4 or 5 minutes total.
Can't somebody bring you up a hot dog, Bob?
Yes. We hope that happens. Yeah.
Was Charlie hungry by the end of the game?
Yes. I think we all were hungry.
He was
they
great.
They do bring up pizza afterwards, so, you know, here we are at 11 o'clock at night right, eating a bunch of pizza, which is not necessarily good for your sleeping.
I know. That's true. What did you like better from a call perspective, the first game or the second game? I know you go home and you ruminate over these things.
Yeah. I think I always like home facilities better.
Yeah.
It's a bigger box. You get the one that the CBS and NBC and all the big time guys use.
Right.
On the road, we're in this really kind of phone booth, you know, it's just not any room. And with all the people stuffed in there, it's hard to do what you have to do. Plus, normally these booths around the road are in the end zone or someplace not where you are really in a position to look at the other end of the field without binoculars. So I always prefer.
Yeah, that's tough.
It is. And with 100 guys, you know, it's unlike college where you have, there may be 90 guys on the sideline in a college game, but you know 30 are going to play and that's it. In this situation, you always have all these guys coming in, especially late in the games. So it gets a little interesting late in the games.
Man, but the pronunciations especially, I bet, Bob.
Yeah, this week in Carolina, boy, they have a few.
Do you want to play golf Friday?
I can't.
Call in
I
sick.
Told you I have a previous. I would like.
What's your previous? Well, you can't tell me.
I'm just ready
I'm
to play golf more,
business.
And I'm ready to play with you, Joe, now that I know you just.
We have a million
a
invitations out
you
there.
You had 2 sevens, a breakup, or what was a good round for you? You could have been in the 80s.
I was in the 80s. I got an 89.
Okay, we could have been in the 70s.
Bob, we have to get out there. You told me you have a million invitations.
I know, but
let's
it's trying
go.
To find time.
Fridays, I thought you said.
Fridays normally are good, but this one's not good.
All right. Sunny today with a high of Xavier Grimble. 85.
Grimble.
85. Yes, of course I do. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And, of course, the 50-minute mark, Bob, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Now all I can think about, because I had the little dispute at the unnamed auto repair shop today, is that they're going to sabotage my wheels for the ride home.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. They respect who they are. After you left, they probably said, I know that guy. Who is that? And they found out it's Joe Starkey. They Google you. They looked
that
up everything about you. And now they're going to treat you with just absolute royalty.
That makes it worse. Plus, did you know how much tires cost, Bob?
No, they're expensive. What kind of car do you have? Or do you have a crossover?
A
what do you have?
Camry, Toyota.
Okay. They're
hybrid,
expensive.
Hybrid. $1,000 for four?
I know. But you need them. If they're run down, you've got to change. Yes, you do.
Do I, though, Bob? Or is that the old inspection where they say you need everything?
How long have you slept on your mattress?
At least 20 years.
Okay. Well, they'll tell you every 8 years you should, but you have no problems, right? That could be one of the things we're talking about here.
I know.
They try to force that on you so you make changes.
I told you before, I don't know what to do. What am I going to say? No, I think the tires are fine. What do I know?
No, you can't do that. It's a safety issue. By the way, a really funny tweet here by Ben DiNucci.
Yeah.
Says, football news. I signed with the Atlanta Falcons this morning. Source, myself. I'm credible.
Good for him. He keeps hanging around in the league.
He does. How about that?
Do you know
that?
Him, Limits?
Yeah, a little bit.
Pine Ridgeland Zone. I do not know him, though. Never met him.
Limits has a friend on the, who's your friend again?
My friend Antonio Epps, the safety for Duquesne.
For Duquesne, Bob. He has a friend on Duquesne for when they play Pitt.
That point spread is not what I thought it might be.
What
little,
is it?
It's like 20 and a half.
Yeah, right.
Like
Well, that's what I said last week. It was like, I think it's
unless it's changed,
come out, right?
This is incorrigible.
Jerry Schmidt
Bob.
Does a very good job with that football program over there. They're a good team.
Coming up next, what did we notice the other night? It's our I noticed this segment, and there was a lot going on.
Look
in
who's
that
pitching
game.
Over there, by the way, out of the bullpen, Andrew Heaney.
Yeah, funny they moved him to the bullpen just when he's ready to collect all his incentives, huh, Bob? What is he, Rowdy Tellez on the mound this year?
He has a bunch of incentives to come up, laced to a, you know, I didn't know that, but if you go on that Spot Track site, you'll see what it is. And I got to believe they're credible. So,
what are you thinking if you're him? Well, why am I know what I'm thinking.
First of all,
why am I here?
First of all, he should have been traded. Second of all, he does not deserve to start purely on.
He's horrible.
What he's done. He's horrible. He's not been good. So I understood moving him out of there. I was hoping they'd bring in somebody else to take his spot from down on the farm. But, you know.
I think they should bring up Chandler no matter what.
I do too.
Even if he's struggling, just give him a shot here.
It might light a fire under him. Maybe he's been down there so long. He was pitcher of the month in April. He had a tremendous May into June, never getting any call-ups. He's probably just said, what do I got to do to get a call-up here?
What'd you think of the Hurley Boy Wonders drop in the end zone the other day, Bob?
Oh, Max Hustleman?
Yeah, I
like him. But
so
was,
do I.
That was a hot throw,
it
no
was
question.
Hot, but it was catchable.
But it was
you got to
right
catch
his hands,
it. You got to catch it. That and all other developments from the game the other night, including a very strange first down spot. What do they call this now?
Virtual.
Timeout for a virtual measurement.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
It takes too long.
I thought these things would
go quickly.
I know. We have to save our thoughts. Okay. This is big, Bob. This is big for next. Bob was all over it, and Charlie was too. We'll talk about it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.